bring the Kohen Gadol
on Mitzvah. So part of the Mitzvah is that when bringing the Kohen, one has to read a few particular psukim from this parsha to bring the Kohen, and along with that is a kriya, a reading of particular psukim which are written in the parsha. This actually describes one of the first psukim. Let's look at this place, the Vav of the Gimel. Vav of the Kohen, as you hear by Yom Vavayim. Now, demonstrate today in front of Hashem. Kibosi al Horit, Hashem Nishba Hashem, La Avitainu Lotus Lot. He says, when I've come to the land, Hashem Nishba Hashem, La Avitainu, which Hashem promised to our fathers, Lotus Lonu, to give to us. So, a lot of the halakhot which surround the Kuri, who is obliged to bring the Kuri, who is not obliged, go around these words, Hashem Nishba Hashem, La Avitainu Lotus Lot. Which Hashem has promised. So the Mishnah in Bikurim records the following thing. There are some who bring Bikurim, the Loi Kurim, but they do not have the mitzvah of reading the attached Sukkim. So they bring the Bikurim to the Beit HaMikdash, but without this special Kriya, the Kriya of Parshas Bikurim, they don't do. Now, who are these people? So one of the people on this list, Hagel, somebody who is a Gel, is a convert. Maybe. He brings the Bikurim. Ba'ina Kurim, but he doesn't read the Psukim. Now, why is that? She'ena Yosel Loima, Hashem Nishba Hashem La Vitzenu Lopet Lop. Because he's not able to say these words that we just now looked at. La Vitzenu, Shenishba Hashem La Vitzenu, which Hashem promised to our fathers. Because his fathers are not. Our different fathers. Not our fathers. He's a gift. Hashem Nishba Hashem La Vitzenu. Now, how's he going to say it? Oh, so you'll ask me, you know, to not say La Vitzenu. Or all over the show, he says La Vitzenu. So indeed, carries on the Mishnah. Ukshim is Palil, we know the Bein Atzmon. When he doesn't, when he says Shmoyne Esri, if he's davening privately himself, Oyne, Elokei Avoyt Yisrael, says the Mishnah. But he doesn't say Elokeinu, Elokei Avitzenu. He says Elokeinu, Elokei Avoyt Yisrael. Not Avitzenu. And if he's in shul and he is amongst other Yidden, then he says Elokei Avitzenu. Only Elokei Avitzenu. He doesn't say Elokeinu Elokei Avitzenu. He can't say it. So the Mishnah says he can't say it. So he has to say either Elokei Avitzenu, or if he's with other Yidden, then he can say Elokei Avitzenu. Or maybe Avisha has to go and he has to say these words, but they can't be taken. A special tiddur for a guest. Okay, wait. This is not the halacha. Yeah. This is what the Mishnah says. We'll see soon. Why it's not the halacha? That's what we want to go through in this year. I know it sounds very surprising. You've probably never heard of this. Okay, so that's what the Mishnah says. So on the basis of this Mishnah, one of the Rishonim, the Modern, records the following idea. Kosov b'motai, perik hamad b'megillah. Motai is the first perik of Megillah, right? Shebe'ir Wurzburg, but in the city Wurzburg, which is somewhere in Germany, I think, in an old Yiddish kahila going back, I don't know.
Wurzburg,
they surely come from there. So the famous Rob there, Wurzburg, Rob. Yeah. So this is a long time before his time, in the times of the Rishonim. So in the city Wurzburg, Mamu legei be'inoi tishniach tibu. They said, well, you said just now, that a Ger can't be a Shneach Tzibur. So if a Ger wanted to be a Shneach Tzibur, they said, sorry, you can't be a Shneach Tzibur. They didn't want to have a filler where he said, well, they can't be taken, or whatever. They wanted to have a little filler. They said, no, sorry, no Ger. No Ger in being a Shneach Tzibur. They did not, but they come to Bikurim. Based on this Mishnah in the first page of Bikurim, Gave it to his father, we know the Bein Atzmoy, Oyma the Kavi Yisrael, should be Tachnetis, Oyma the Kavi Yisrael. Maybe it's a little stronger, but they understood that as far as the Ger himself, that's fine, this is the right look for the Ger. So for him to say, the Kavi Yisrael, or to be in Shul and say for his own tefillah, the Kavi Yisrael is fine. But to be mostly the Tzibur, I've got to have the tefillah with a Chazorah Tashat. The Tzibur, I've got to have a tefillah of the type of tefillah which the Tzibur needs, where it says, Elokei Avitzenu. And therefore, there's, the gear can't be Shnei Atzmo. That means showing they I think the chat is that they understood. But in the Ben Atzmo means something privately, be a king. There's no other things around. If he's something in a minion amongst other people, then he can say the can be seen. But as a Shnei Atzmo, it can't be Shnei Atzmo at all.
That's what they are.
Rabbeinu Yoel hit it. One of the other Rishonim, Rabbeinu Yoel, hit it. He allowed it and he wasn't concerned at all. So we're going to explain what the reason of Rabbeinu Yoel was. Why did he say there was no problem, there's no issue, we're going to see. Just before that, let's look at another surprising twist and turn that comes up on the basis of this Mishnah that the Ger can't say how he's saying. Tosfos says in Bava Basra, they cry out a new Mishnah. Based on this Mishnah, Loi Hayamimia Rabbeinu Tam, the Galen, the Boris Brikas Hazimun. In the same sort of sense, down the same path, Rabbeinu Tam did not allow a Galen to be a Mezami. Why? The fish, Eli Yoko Loiva, Shin Kalto La Abisainu Eret Toivo. You cannot say, Al Shin Kalto La Abisainu Eret Kambo Sober Rechon. Let's just explain a little further. In earlier times, Zimun wasn't simply what we do now, where we just say a voice in the forest and they answer, and then everybody benches themselves as usual. In earlier times, Zimun was actually that the Mazani was mostly everybody in benches. And everybody else sat and listened, like we do at Kiddush or other occasions like that. Everybody sat and listened, and they were yoking with the benching of the Mazani. So on the basis of that, I mean, the Tam said, well, the Gev can't be a Mazani, because how's he going to be mostly everybody else? If he benches for himself privately, Rabbeinu Tam is understanding that when he benches for himself privately, he's got to skip out. Al Shin Chal Talav, he says. He can't say, Al Shin Chal Talav, which Israel or something he'll say. He won't say, Al Shin Chal Talav, he says. When he comes to be a Mazali, he said he needs to be with everybody else, but then we're stuck. What's he going to say? Al Shin Chal Talav, he's saying that he can't say. Al Shin Chal Talav, which Israel for everybody else, is like a Shinan Nimat Be'ah, it's like a change from the Musaf that's meant to be. So maybe he can't do it.
According to this fact, it means not only the heir cannot say, but his children eventually from that man on.
I was also wondering about it. I didn't see it openly explained, but it could be that it could be that if the gay married a Jewish lady.
And then it was the father parents first.
Yeah.
Yeah,
there would only be, think, if a gay marries a Geirus and so forth. Think so.
Well, you still married a Geirus. The children got off to the matter.
I think that the Indian Zed, it's fit to have one side coming to Israel to be able to say that I'll be saved. Some connection, some blood connection that I'll be saved is going to be enough. Now, the short Gemara, just coming back to this particular example of Zimun, the short Gemara is not concerned about it. The short Gemara does not pattern like this Shittah Rabbeinu Tam. The short Gemara does not pattern like that. Avol Geir Gomor, whatever that is, and the short Gemara thought the Zalim Allah, but Yoko Lavori Kirikas Amodim, the Loyla Altim Kalpal Avi Sayyid. The short Gemara says there's no problem, there's no issue. The Geir can be the Zalim, he can be mostly other people, and he can say, the loyvar al shin chol to lavi seinu, and he can say lavi seinu, and there is no problem. So let's explain a little bit what is the reason for the view of the shulchan aruch over here, and also in the previous example of the shliach tibur of the where Rabbeinu Yoel allowed the ger to be a shliach tibur, and indeed that also is pasuk in halacha that kind of pasuk that the ger can be moved to the tibur and he can say lavi seinu. And there is no concern. So how does that go with the Mishnah in Bikurim?
Is this thing? I hear what you're saying, but maybe you could say it another way around.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, government, Zamin Allah, you can see him in the Zimun, but your fellow breakfast will be Katamata, and you can say the Katamata.
Yeah, so the Mishnah there clearly explains that it means the Zamin, not only the Zamin Allah, but even he can be the Zamin of the Mukhi Allah. People that he can say, also Khalil Abi Sayyid.
The question is, what's the area? Talking, you know, the Shema, the end of the time, so when there was a they're just looking at the physical most descendants.
Yeah.
Right? And they were saying, like,
okay, so even if we say he's a real Kaddosh, what does that mean? So who was obviously this real Kaddosh? Okay, well, maybe it sort of lies in what we're going to see.
Okay.
So where is the opposite side of the coin coming from? The Mishnah says openly that he can't say lousy things. So where is the, what's the other side? So on this Mishnah in Bikurim, the Yerushalmi says as follows. Right, on the Mishnah it's in Droyim. The whole of the state is Droyim, Orla, Bikurim, Chala, all these things. We don't have any Gemara yet. There's no Gemara, no Talmud Bavli on the state of Droyim except for the second front. But there is Yerushalmi. So the Yerushalmi says, Tell me for shame, Rabbi Yehuda. There is a writer in the name of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda taught, Yer Atzmoy, maybe the Koyre. Rabbi Yehuda says not like the Mishnah. A Geir can be maybe the Koyre. He can bring the Bikurim and read. Mata. What is the reason? Because it's written about Avraham Avinu, Ki Av Hamoy Goyim Nisakim. Avraham Avinu is written as being the Av of all the Goyim. Lishavra Yisar Av Laram. It's explained to me that he is the Av of all those Goyim who bring themselves Tachat Kanfei Ashkenaz, who connect themselves to the service of the Kaddish Baruch. Because we know that is what Avraham was Isaac in. Avraham was Isaac in spreading the Amudah in the Kaddish Baruch and bringing people who didn't believe in the Kaddish Baruch to believe in him. So he is the Av of all those who bring themselves Tachat Kanfei Ashkenaz. And therefore, so Rabbi Yehuda, there's no problem in saying lousy things. But although, maybe this is a little bit connected to what was mentioned a second ago, you know that the Geir is not the physical descendant of any of our Avos, but sort of the conceptually, or maybe spiritually, you might say, Avraham Avinu is the Av of all those who bring themselves Tachat Kanfei Ashkenaz. Continues the Yerushalmi, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi Oyneh, Halacha of Rabbi Yehuda. Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. Also, Uvda Talmid Rabbi Yaakov, Bahiri Rabbi Yehuda. In fact, a Halacha Lamaise in China came up in front of Rabbi Yaakov, Bahiri Rabbi Yehuda. And he passed him like Rabbi Yehuda. Let's just add something, that Rabbi Yaakov was an Amora, and he did not live in the times that the Beit HaMikdash was standing. So when the China came, so the practical China came in front of Rabbi Yaakov, and he passed him like Rabbi Yehuda, it obviously cannot mean as regards the Kurim, although the Sugi and Yerushalmi is directly going on that, obviously cannot mean that the Shaila was as regards the Kurim. It must have surely been as regards one of these other applications, one of these other spring-offs of this concept of when it's the gay panel comes in Abu Dhabi, for example, Tfilah or Kisamon. As regards that, we have always these patterns, like Rabbi Yehuda, that he can say lovely things. But it's not going to bring the writer who's chayyim. Now it's quite unusual that we'll pasken like a writer as opposed to a son Mishnah.
I mean, why
have
you done
the Mishnah as the opposite of what? Yeah, well, I mean, exactly. I have to look at that once. It's a very, very big question. It's the truth. I don't really know. Or whether it's pshat that they indeed, because I'm not held, that halacha should be like that Mishnah. And other people will say, well, that's the accepted halacha. I'm not so sure. That's the right answer. But that is, so that is the beginning of the source of this approach. Based on the Yerushalmi, and we pass him like the Yerushalmi. So let's take this a little further. So presumably, if we pass him like the Yerushalmi, the logical thing is that, therefore, everywhere, in all the three examples that we mentioned, whether it's Tfilah, whether it's Birkas HaZibun, and whether it's Bikurim, no problem anymore with a Geir performing any of these mitzvahs. In Bikurim, he can perform it fully, including bringing and Kriya. And so I'd like to focus a little more now on Bikurim itself. So the Rambam writes over there, in the Hovah's Bikurim, like we have said, the Rambam also passes like the Yerushalmi, and he says that a Geir is maybe the Kohen he can bring and read. Shenever la brol avam when going to paticha harim av kol holigam kuloi it's not in tachas kampi ashkin. So the Rambam says that taki in bikurim we don't have to like mishnah at all. Maybe the koyre because there is no problem in saying la we say. However, in the pirush of the Bali Tosfos ala Torah, the Das Akedah Bali Tosfos, he writes the following surprising thing, which at the moment, taking the background information we've looked at so far, is going to be, we're not going to be able to understand. On this pasuk of Hashem Nishba Hashem La Avi Seinu Lot Earth Lom, says the pirush of the Bali Tosfos ala Torah, Mikal Omru, based on this pasuk La Avi Seinu, Chazal say, give maybe the Eino Koyre. The Eino Yochel Lema La Avi Seinu, because he cannot say La Avi Seinu. Avos his tefillah, some for Rabbi Seinu al Talmud Yerushalmi. But when it comes to tefillah, then we rely on the opinion mentioned in the Yerushalmi. She gave him over the tefillah and they came over the Kavi Seinu. She called again the Kroyin al Shem Avram Avinu. Lachem Nikra Avam Moin Goyim. Say the Bali Tosfos, first they say on this possible Lavi Seinu. Well, it says Lavi Seinu, so therefore because Lavi Seinu, so the Ger cannot read when it comes to the Kroyin. He can't say Lavi Seinu. But in Tfilah, he can say Lavi Seinu. So, it's a good question. Well, that's a question. Yes, yeah, that's a general question on this whole.
That's
Tfilah should be. Yeah. In other words, if anything, in Tfilah should be worse. Right. It's worse. And this body came in like going, okay, and they say the Tfilah is okay, and the Kedah and the Kavi say you could say. But you cannot say the Kudus.
You know, you say,
I was saying
also this one,
okay,
I was saying.
So you lose the Avi Sainu. Yeah. So, bring it up, that is, Bishlama, and Avi Sainu, so Avi Sainu, we have a good answer. The Kavro, we have a good answer. Maybe it's not such a question we ask, I'm just thinking. I didn't get over it before, but I'm thinking now. Because the whole problem is the word Avi Sainu. There's nothing wrong with saying the Kavro, those words. In and of themselves, no problem. They can't look at everything. You can say, they can't wrong. They can't talk. They can't ask.
Our fathers, no.
So, now
we have only one.
We have plural. It's okay. That's really. The game can squeeze in there as well, because one of them is his arm. Now let's come back to this opinion of the Bali Tosfos. Where are they coming from? They say that in Tfilah it's fine, and the Kedah and the Kavi say it. But in Bikurim, then we go exactly like the Mishnah. In Malashah, if they're prepared to pass them like the Yerushalmi. So pass them like the Yerushalmi, then everything is good, Tfilah is good, Bikurim is good, if you don't want to pass them like the Yerushalmi. So then nothing is good. What's the difference between them? So the answer to this riddle is to be found in a Tosfos in Bava Basra. Tosfos in Bava Basra discusses also this whole parasha. And he brings up the point that in Bikurim, aside from saying the word La Avi Seinu, there's an additional problem. Besides the actual saying of the word La Avi Seinu, there's something else. That we also say La Avi Seinu, Loset Lom, to give to us. There's a second problem. That again, wasn't given a portion in Eretz Yisrael. So as I thought saying the word La Avi Seinu, there's an additional problem. How does the Gemara say Lo says Lo to give to us?
Because there, so that he can say the same thing, right?
Maybe
he doesn't have a portion there.
So a lady, so actually, quite some sense of the lady, they didn't get a portion in the philosophic way that the rest of the Israel got, because they got each with a girdle and whatever, but there were Ori Levine, there were cities of Levine, they were given to the Levine to live there. So they did have a place. But again, it was not given in the original Chalukah Sa'aret a portion of Eretz Yisrael. Everybody else in Am Yisrael following the rules of Yerusha somewhere or other had a place in Eretz Yisrael. I mean, today we can't. But it's there somewhere.
They don't
belong to a tribe. So they don't have. So how do they say not as long after the place? So Tosfos says a big chiddush that, in my opinion, the Yerushalmi, which actually says that a ger can ring because and read. So it talks out the problem of the Avisen. It says Avisen is because of the care. Avrom is the Av of the gate. What do we do with Lotus Lon? So the Tosfos, in my opinion, that Yerushalmi is referring to a particular type of gate. There was one family of gate who did have a portion of merit. So who was that? It was the children of Yisrael. And they came to Eretz Yisrael, and they were given the area of Yericho, the city itself was just outside Yericho. They were given the area of Yericho. So it was at the Chiddush that the Yerushalmi is talking about the Gaelim who are the Bnei Keni or their descendants. So Lami Seder is okay, and Lami Seder is okay for all Gaelim. Nothing wrong with Lami Seder. Lot says Lami, so that's only the Bnei Keni. So now we understand the opinion of the Bali Tosfos are Toga. That's why they give this stuff. They say, as far as Philly is concerned, Philly only from the Lami Seinu. There's no Lot says Lami in Israel. So there's Lami Seinu. So Lami Seinu is fine. There's descendants of the Gaelim of Rav Avinu. He's the Av of all the Gaelim. But Bikurim is still a problem because Lot says Lami. So even though we do Paskin like the Yerushalmi, Yerushalmi itself is only saying, when it comes to Bikurim, it's only saying that specific category of game. That is said all this, let's just turn back for a second to the opinion of the Rambam. The Rambam, we said, did Paskin the Yerushalmi and seems to Paskin it to the nth degree. He doesn't seem to mind what type of gear we're talking about. He just passes with the gear from Bikurim and Bikurim, and he doesn't seem to be concerned with these words, Lotes Lon, to give to us. Let's just strengthen the question by saying that in another area of Halacha, in the Halacha of Vidui Maikis, where every 3 years a person has to ensure that he's given all his Maikrut, his Trumma, his Maikrut, his Maikrut, etc., all been dealt with and given to the appropriate places, and there's a special Vidui to recite. Over there, the Rambam says that a Geir doesn't recite this Vidui. Why? Because the Vidui says, Asher Notas Halom, that you have given to us. And the Geir wasn't given a portion bar it. So why is it that a Vidui, in the Vidui, the Rambam is concerned about this Notas, Asher Notas Halom, that you have given to us? And in the Qur'an, the Rambam doesn't seem to have any trouble, and he passes that any Geir can bring the Qur'an. He doesn't think that Tosfos is only a special type of Geir. Any Geir can bring the Bikurim and read, and he's not concerned about Lot as long. Says the Mishnah Lamelech, this is the final thing on the sheet from the second side. Says the Mishnah Lamelech, a most.
Is giving the same thing on both?
Well, yeah, exactly so. That is the view of what we're going to come to. Says the Mishnah Lamelech, let's look closely at the words of these two psukim. The pasuk written by in the mitzvah of Bikurim, and the pasuk, similar pasuk, written in the mitzvah of the Vidui on the Maitreya after the third year. Says the Mishnah Rabbana, we will see that there is a little difference between these two psukim. When we'll read the pasuk in Bikurim, we'll see that the wording of the pasuk is, which Hashem has promised, La'aviseinu, Lotes Lon, to give to us. In the wording in the Vidui, the wording is Asher Notas Halom, which you have given to us. So what's the difference? In the Vidui, it's a past tense, which you have given to us. In the parasha of Bikurim, it is a sort of future tense, not exactly future, but it's a more general statement, which you have promised to our fathers to give to us. To give to us. It's not that you have given it, to give to us. Says the Mishnah Lamelech, you know what? The Medrash says, and it's clear in the Pesukim in Yechezkel that La'otid Lavoi, Gerim are going to be given a portion of Boreh. And he explains even further the Boreh in it. Because you know what the logic is? He says originally they weren't given a portion there of Israel. You know why? Because when Am Yisrael left Mitzrayim and they arrived in Israel, their period of great open miracles, when Am Yisrael were Barum Hamayla, the great covered amongst all the Ummah Ha'olam. So many Gerim could have come for the wrong reason. For cover, for a good stand in Olam Hazeh. They could have come for the wrong reason. But after the long period of God, when Am Yisrael are downtrodden and don't have such great faith in Olam Hazeh, so But then the Gaelic will come in that period are surely Mechagim, the Shem Shammai. And therefore it is proper and fitting that the Alfi Lovoi, those Gaelic are going to get a portion of their own strength. And therefore, the Mishnah the Melech, that is how we can differentiate between these two mitzvahs. Nothing wrong with a Gaelic saying by Bikurim, which you have promised to our fathers to give to us. To give to us is fine, it's a very general type of Lashon. And it can include also this concept in the Dabna portion. Now, Hashem has promised it to our fathers to give to us, and this Gaelic will get his portion lost in love. Masha A.K., the reading of the Vidi Maestros, over there we use the word Hashem of Tatalon, which you have given to us. That even the Rabbah agrees that a Gaelic cannot say that you have given to us. No, the Gaelic didn't get originally a portion of it. Right? And therefore, the Rabbah agrees that a Gaelic cannot reach. We will stop it for today.